Blog Talk Radio.
I think we can agree. It's time to give Stephen Harper the boot. As the 2015 federal election looms, there is a broad and growing consensus. Parliament Hill, Ottawa, Canada, and the world will be better off if Stephen Harper is given the boot in the coming election. The consensus even seems to include more than a few conservatives, and it is a sentiment that is nicely captured by this cartoon. Your vote can make a difference in 2015 if you use it to just say no to Stephen Harper. Let's work together this year to give Stephen Harper the boot. We will all be better off. Please share this post with your friends, family, and followers if you agree.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
To come back on here today, basically because Canadians were basically thrown for a loop at the Liberal Party and Justin Trudeau's response to this Bill C-51. I think that most of us that were planning on supporting the Liberal Party and we were planning on voting for them are very unhappy. We didn't expect the Liberals to stand up there as bold as brass and say they were supporting this bill. And I think what gets me is Justin Trudeau's statement and the position of the Liberal Party that they're actually dangling our guaranteed rights and freedoms in front of us, saying, well, if you elect us, we'll fix it. That doesn't work for me. They should have stood up. We all realize that Stephen Harper was going to probably push this bill through unless some of the Conservative Party said no to it. But the fact is that the Liberal Party should have said no. That's what we were anticipating. I have no idea why the Liberal Party decided to destroy their chances, because they have. I mean, apparently people are saying that on Facebook and everything, like people have come on. And, you know, we're all planning on probably voting for the Green at this time, because Elizabeth May, the Green Party leader, was the only one out of the, no, we can't say Conservative, but out of the two parties, between the Liberal and the NDPs, that said no to this bill. I mean, we have the Globe and Mail, who has Stephen Harper and different politicians writing on there saying that we must say no to this bill. This bill will help to create a secret police force, or CSIS. It's not watering down our rights and freedoms. It's taking away our rights and freedoms, and we're guaranteed these rights under our Constitution, under our Charter of Rights. Stephen Harper, the Conservatives, the Liberal Party, and they don't have a right to take these things away from us. Who do they think they are? This is ridiculous. I'm going to tell you another thing. Stephen Harper has used this whole tragic terrorist attack on all the, and I mean, it's a terrorist, it's homegrown terrorism. They had nothing to do with ISIS, and especially the last one, the police said there was no ties to ISIS. This young man, the one in the attack on Ottawa, he had some kind of mental health problems, and he even went to the courts a year prior, a little over a year, and he asked to be put in prison because he also had a drug habit, okay? And you know what Canada needs to know is Stephen Harper slashed and took away from the budget of mental health, and the courts denied this young man imprisonment. I mean, maybe if all of that hadn't taken place, this wouldn't happen in Ottawa. And another thing is, Stephen Harper and John Beard threw down a challenge to ISIS. They threw down a challenge and told them, we will fight you on your shores, to me and to other Canadians. Why are you kind of fanning the flames? Why are you practically inviting them to attack Canadians? And I ask this, another thing, they're using this Bill C-51, they're using these events, these tragic events, where people were killed, you know, officers were killed and soldiers were killed, okay? They're using this to take away our rights, and apparently the Liberals and the NDP agree with them. Here's the problem with this, okay? I want to know, Stephen Harper came out here last week. He came out publicly saying, you know, Canadians, you're not safe. You're not even safe in your homes. All fear tactics, you know, and, you know, beware type of thing. You know, trying to kind of instill that the fear, the moral panic, and everything else that he throws at us. And I want to know if that's the case, if we are so unsafe in this country, okay, why hasn't he dispatched our military in our cities, in our provinces, to try and protect us from this threat? They do it, Canadian government does it for foreign countries and foreign people, but not Canadians. We're supposed to be under such a severe threat, and he hasn't done it yet. There's been no calls from other parties to get our military out there to protect us. And you know why there hasn't been a call? Because they know they're full of shit. Okay, they're using this. They've used it to process Stephen Harper's agenda. So I'm going to read for you first what Justin Trudeau says to what I'm talking about, which I'm not really impressed. I mean, unless the Liberals want to stand down, come down out and apologize to Canadians, and they want to stand down from supporting this, I'm not voting for Liberals or Justin Trudeau. Sorry. I really meant it when I said a couple of years ago, I don't feel I personally, and I mean other Canadians, they have their own positions, but from my perspective, I don't feel I owe any party in this country a goddamn thing, and you will not get my personal vote based on these positions, based on these type of bills. So here you go. Justin Trudeau came out after we were all shocked that the Liberal Party and Justin was standing behind Harper in this bill. And he said, the individual freedoms we enjoy and cherish as Canadians cannot exist without collective security. Bill C-51 can be improved, but on the whole, it does include measures that will keep Canadians safe. As such, Liberal Party of Canada will support it. There are gaps in the bill, specifically on oversight and mandatory reviews. Liberal Party of Canada will offer amendments to address these gaps. When a government asks its citizens to give up liberty, it is the government's responsibility to guarantee that its new powers will not be abused. We're hoping that the Conservative Party of Canada is serious about reaching across the aisle to keep Canadians safe while protecting our rights and our values. The government can accept that Canadians want greater oversight and accountability, or Liberal Party of Canada will offer that in our election platform. And then he says, we are a nation of fairness, justice, and the rule of law. We will not be intimidated in changing that by anyone. Really? Sounds to me like they were intimidated because they're supporting. That's what I don't get. They don't have to support this bill. they don't have. They should have simply said no, okay? But let's get back to this 6 out of 7. The government can accept the Canadians want greater oversight and accountability, or the Liberal Party of Canada will offer that in our election platform. Well, you know what, Justin? You should have offered that right now, you and the Liberal Party. You've lost a lot of votes over this. Don't dangle our rights and freedoms in front of us like a Karen saying, well, if you elect us and we get elected, we'll fix it. That's not good enough. Okay, that is not good enough, and it's completely unacceptable. I'm really angry with these parties now because they're really screwing Canadians over, and they're screwing us over left, right, and center. Like somebody said, nobody's standing up for us. Somebody wrote that. I'm going to read some of the comments on that, but somebody did write that, and I agree with her. Nobody's standing up for us, so I guess Canada, what we have to do collectively as citizens, we've got to take it to them. And my way is that we use our voting power and we teach them, we throw all three parties out. That's one. Two, and we can't wait for somebody to stand up for us and whenever and if they get elected. I think that we've got to get organized, and there seems to be, it's starting to spread, that people are going to start getting together. And I think we need to commission a constitutional rights lawyer. And there's one that he has taken on the government out of his own pocket. I think that we have to be prepared to donate. Now, years ago, I used to write a lot on reality shows, and American Idol went to Africa, and it was all about poverty. And I remember writing about, and I still have that article, about that, you know, people shouldn't have to live in poverty in our day and age. And if all of us around the world would just give $1 out of our pockets, no matter what class you come from, that we could combat poverty in a very good way. And I say the same things to fellow Canadians. We don't have to give hundreds or thousands of dollars. If every Canadian that's eligible to vote from all walks of life donates a dollar. I mean, somebody has to set this up. Okay, somebody has to take up the task to organize this, to get it going where people can donate, you know, and then to approach this lawyer that I think would probably be the best, who has taken on Stephen Harper and has won. So, and that lawyer's name is, and there's an article in the Globe and Mail, the lawyer who challenged the Harper government and won. Whenever I've gone this year to Canada, lawyers are talking about Rocco Galati. What's Rocco going to do next? If the prime minister tries any funny business with the courts, Rocco will stop him. Rocco won't sit by. It's as if Mr. Galati, the Toronto lawyer who brought grief to the Conservative government, has been designated the unofficial opposition. He's the first person ever to challenge our Prime Minister's appointment of a Supreme Court judge, and he won. All the resources Stephen Harper and his government could bring to bear and upstart spending $42,000 of his own money won the case, and he's not done. So, I mean, I included that article there, but I mean, my suggestion is that we get together and we approach this lawyer that we want. We need to take this bill right before the courts, whether it's the federal courts or the Supreme Court of Canada. I think it should go before the Supreme Court of Canada, because it really does infringe on our constitutional rights. It's really disgraceful, and they don't have a right to do this. It's one thing to say, I'm trying to protect citizens, but you find a better way. You're supposed to be the government. These people are supposed to be stellar. They're supposed to be educated, you know. You don't find a better way when you're taking away our rights and giving carte blanche rights to a secret police, all right? I mean, it's disgusting, and it's disgusting that the Liberal Party did this too. I'm sorry. You know, it really is. So the first thing I want to do is I put into the Constitution Act of 1982 and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, whereas Canada is founded upon principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law. And that's the thing. In this bill, somebody had wrote that there is an infringement on the rule of law, and it's a clause which gives, I believe the Justice Minister carte blanche that somebody can't even basically go to court or appeal, you know, and giving sort of like unbounded kind of above the law rights to this secret police force. Like, what is this? You know, what is this? This is, like, strange to Canadians. And so now, guarantee rights and freedoms. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees the rights and freedoms set out in a subject only to such reasonable limits prescribed by as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Fundamental freedoms. Everyone has the following fundamental freedoms: freedom of conscience and religion, freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression, including freedom of the press and other media of communication, freedom of peaceful assembly, and freedom of association. And then it goes to our democratic rights. You can read all that. But, I mean, here, you know, the thing is, we have that right. They're trying to limit. Carper is really trying to tell us how we can talk and speak. I mean, it's ridiculous, and I don't want my rights taken away from me, and I refuse to go with any party temporary or momentary and give up my rights. I will not give up my rights. And other people, Canadians, have come out and said that we're not giving up our rights. There's no way. There's no way in hell. I mean, if you let a government do that now, what else are they going to do? And the same thing as the Liberal Party. If we let them get away with dangling that carrot, well, you know, vote for us and we'll fix it for you, instead of them doing the right thing and being honorable, what are they going to do next? Sorry, it doesn't work for me. We are looking for a government that stands with people, that's honest, okay, and has some sort of integrity. Obviously, the Liberals, the NDP, and the Conservative parties don't have that, and all of them need to go now at this point. I mean, we are really angry. I know I'm very angry, and I'm angry where I'm going to use my voting power. I'm angry where I'm going to speak about it. Like I said, people are getting together now. We need to do something, but I suggest we take it to the government. We bring them to court. We bring this government, get prepared to donate. We do it that way because you know what? This is not right and we shouldn't have to put up with this. I don't see in this day and age why we even have to go to court. The government should have the presence of mind to do the right thing and to be honorable. Obviously, we will never get that with the Conservative Party. Never. Okay, they're too big-headed, they're too egotistical, they're dishonorable, they have no integrity, they have no respect for the people of this country or our charters or our laws. They're totally, 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 profoundly in contempt of all of us. So I'm going to read now to what's up, Dave says. Oh, goodness, Hold on. Kim says, Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms under attack by radical right-wing, three-time election cheaters. Vi says, disappointed Trudeau supporting Harper Bill C-51, infringing on Canadians' freedoms enough to change my vote. No to this bill of scare. Kim says, They lost her vote, if they ever had it. I'm personally tired of ego and division fucking up the country. Heather is with everybody. Then we were discussing, the Green Party. Michael says he had a few comments that he liked Elizabeth and admired her and have done, but I don't think Green will have impact. And then he said, having said that, my aim is to rid us of Harper and only party close to doing this is Liberal. Split vote, no. So some of them are concerned about splitting the vote, but I'm not concerned. I think that we should just not vote for any three of those parties. Just kick all three of them out. That's the way they want it. We should bring it to them. They need to be taught a lesson that the people, actually the power lies with the people, totally, in total. And that, you know, it's one thing to elect people, but they must do the right things. They can't just go off being rogue like Harper has done for all these years. So anyhow, and I mean, then we have Dustin. He said, but you're throwing, do you see that throwing away a vote, though? I'm mad as hell that Justin Trudeau for voting 51, but have the best chance to win. But is that what we convinced ourselves, that the Liberals are the only ones to have the best chance? The power is actually in our hands. It's our votes that's going to put a party in there. It's not a party. It's our votes. And let's be honest here. The Liberal Party was blown to smithereens because of past 10 transgressions. The only reason that they rose is because of we the people, because Justin Trudeau resonated with us. He appealed to us because we watched him grow up and whatnot and everything. So he appealed to us. That's the only reason that the Liberal Party has any status. It's nothing they did as a party. It's what we the people wanted. It's what we did. So we can turn the tide and go for Green if we want to. I want to go with a conscious vote at this point. You know, we don't want the Libs. because we know the damage they've done to this country. And let's face it, Stephen Harper is selling this country out from under its feet. His agreement with China, I think Canadians need to realize this, his agreement with China is in such a state that if it went through, it is the agreement that could bankrupt Canada. That's what you need to understand. This is no longer who you support or what party you normally support. This is for our well-being and our sake that we've got to make the right choice. And when somebody starts dangling my rights and our rights in front of us, I think we need to be concerned. I think we should raise the red flag, whether their party is liberal or not. I mean, I'm billing them on equal status. If they're going to play this crap with us, we need to respond very strongly as a unit, Canada, as a unified front, that we're not putting up with this for women. So all parties in the future will understand that Canadians don't put up with this type of crap from the governments. Okay. Dr. Dog says, I don't think I've ever despised a lighter-than-air Justin Trudeau more than I do at this moment. He's an unprincipled coward. John said, con lip harmony, no doubt, greatly aided by Justin Trudeau's decision to support the government's anti-terror bill. Kumbaya. Then we have Mick saying, by turning his back on Canadian freedom and privacy rights, core liberal values, Justin Trudeau proves he's a liberal in name only. Dave was in conversation, he said, and it's about this. He said, me neither. I prefer the rule of law. Rick says, your hope is misplaced. And I asked, is Justin Trudeau seriously asking Canadians to give up our rights and freedoms until they are elected, and then they will fix it for us? No thanks. Emmanuel says, Bill, C-51 is an antithesis of your saying. You don't get freedom and security by spying. You get it by being a fair nation. John said, what a sad state of affairs. Elizabeth May is the only leader with a damn spine in Canada. Shame on Justin Trudeau, Thomas Mulcair. Darby is arguing, saying, what makes you think we don't already have collective security? And C-51 threatens those individual freedoms. And here's the thing, we were never under threat. We were never under threat, no matter what parties were in there, in all the years until Stephen Harper. We were never under threat, and that's the thing. Dave says, please consider, to Justin Trudeau, please consider your stand on C-51. No good can come of it. Cynthia says, dear JT, no one is standing up for the rights of Canadians. I will be holding my nose when voting in 2015. And then there was a thing, weak kneed opposition, let the conservative bill sail through, welcome, and that's at thetorontostar.com. Zana says, seriously, I'm very disturbed about this. How about making sure that the systems in place all have the final, I don't know what RES, what he means, that's needed first. And then Zana also says, why is anyone asking for Canadians to give up liberty, particularly when existing systems are used ineffectively and underfunded? Maximilian says, government should never ask us to give up our liberty, as without our liberty, we are not protected at all. Maltincourt said, well, Justin Trudeau can say goodbye to my vote by supporting Harper's Bill C-51. Lori says, the buzz on Facebook is he, meaning Justin Trudeau, lost lots of votes by voting for this bill. So did the NDP. Now people are going to vote Green Party. Not hard to remember says, please don't let the Liberals support C-51. He says this to Justin Trudeau. It's an affront to our values and freedoms as Canadians to react so in terror. Faye says, sorry, Justin, I don't believe you. You're now toast. Marmalade, and she asks a good question. She says, you can't support the bill and then say we won't be intimidated into changing. Which is it? And JL says, am I supposed to believe that you actually support a strong offense for a good defense? leftism equals liberal elitism equals failure. Mid Island News says, why are you supporting Bill C-51? It will destroy Canadians' basic human rights. And then Darby says to Justin, apparently they didn't have to intimidate you. And then Ed says, more worried about political gains than citizens' rights. Wondering. Ryan says, I was a Liberal Party supporter. Now I am not. Bill C-51 should be tossed. Justin Trudeau, privacy is a right. Shameful. Maria says, disappointed that Justin Trudeau will support new anti-terrorism bill. Just another means to abrogate the rights of Canadians. Shaking her head. Sylvia says, disgusted that Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party are supporting Bill C-51. You are promoting fear. You are not earning my trust. And I ask, you know, what are they going to do to stop the bleeding? Because if they don't stop the bleeding, you know, they've handed this win to most likely the Green Party. I mean, some say NDP, but I'm going for Green Party at this point. I mean, if he doesn't, if the Liberal Party doesn't come out today or latest by tomorrow, they can kiss a lot of votes goodbye because I think it will be the last straw for people. Jonathan says, I just thought a lot, Jonathan says, I just lost a lot of respect for you, meaning Justin Trudeau and the Liberals. Your father would be rolling in his grave right now. Embarrassing. And that's true. You know, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Justin's father, would have basically told Stephen Harper and the Conservative parties to shove that bill up, you know, where, you know. Justin Trudeau, Blueberry Finn says, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. CD said, see you later, Justin. I thought I might vote for you till now. And then Sandra Harris had put in government quality rules, TF of restriction. That's another news item that we'll get into another time. Let's see. River says, reject Harper's fear campaign, block the secret spy bill and stand up for more accountability. O'Brien says, Preston Manning, who was a former Conservative Party, I believe, leader, and describes Stephen Harper as an elitist, cruelly disloyal, and a quitter. So there's an article on that. And then, let's see. Mick says, under the illusion of security, Stephen Harper has taken our charter rights and we're letting him. Unbelievable. And then Jerry says, no, okay, that's about Harper pissing away $700 million of Canadian tax billion dollars money on his stupid action plan ads. That's it. You know, Harper's spending $700 million of our money on his ads, on action plans and his attack ads and everything, but he's denying vets, elderly, and everybody else their, you know, their money and their rights, money that was put aside for them. Let's see what else we say. But I think that's about it from last night. People are just looking for an honest government and not that acts like this. So basically, I think at this point, a voting revolution is the best thing that we have. And trying to commission or maybe a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer will do pro bono that they challenge this bill. But something needs to be done, and we can't just sit around on our laurels kind of hoping that that somebody will come to our aid, because obviously, like that person said, nobody's standing up for us, nobody. And that's disgraceful. It's disheartening, really, because you know what? They're all being abusive at this point, except for the Green Party. They're all abusing us. They're abusing our rights. And they don't have, you know, it's really disgusting. So that's all I have to say, Canada. Look online on Twitter. There is, I should read you that. Barry was saying, there's an Alphabet Club night. Thursday nights are Alphabet Club. club nights, it's spreading. So there seems to be where people are going to start regrouping, they're going to do events, and I guess, you know, getting together to discuss what we can do as a nation to combat this, because we need to stand up to it. You know, we could protest, but protesting is not going to change their mind. So to me, you need to take it, you know, we can protest online, but we need to take it further. We need to rely on our courts. We need to get, like I said, commission a lawyer. Let's do this legally. And like I said, I'm ready to donate. And I don't think, you know, I think if enough Canadians get on board across this country, and if somebody I think that has to kind of step in, help organize. I mean, we can all help to a certain extent, but we're not in the same city. But to organize, you know, for that fund, for the donations, I don't know if we go to the Canadian Council. I don't know, you know, we're going to have to get together and talk about it. But we definitely need to put this before the courts. We definitely need to block them and put this before the courts because, you know, that's our chance. We've got to go legal on this. We can sit online and complain. We can, you know, bust Harper's balls and the Conservatives' balls and the Liberals and NDP's balls online. But that's all we're doing. We're letting them know how disenchanted. We need to take action on this, and serious action, because it's a serious, serious thing they're trying to do to us, okay? Anyhow, thank you again for listening. I'm going to end this with John Robey's song, Steve, the Harper song, Steve, It's Time to Leave. I like that song. And John Robey did a good job. Have a good day, everybody, and have a good weekend. I doubt if I will be on tomorrow. Take care.
Time to close the Harper Show. Your one-man band has got to go. Time to take a long, long walk in the snow. Steve, it's time to leave. In the good old days, we had democracy. But now it's Steve, a talk. With a daily dose of hypocrisy, spewing from the PMO. There's odors, yes or no, about a knot. And where's the bill for all those jails you bought? It's called contempt, and like it or not, you really. It's time to leave. It's time for this charade to end. You're running out of rules to bend. You won't get by with a little help from your friends. Steve, it's time to leave. Remember all that campaign spin. Transparency would soon begin. Your in and out spending went out and in. Where the sun don't shine. Another slice of Harper's sleeve. A little thing called detainees. You close down the house whenever you please, and you claim to have a spine. Steve, it's time to leave. It's time to go screw something else. It's time to put your crown on the shelf. It's time to go and rogue yourself. Steve, it's time. Oh, Steve, oh, we're begging you, please. exalts deep. It's time to leave.